It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Well, actually, not so much kicking the issues in the balls today. Today we're gonna be starting some chaos. Today is the prank call show, where you give me phone numbers to people that you want severely fucked with. And mind you, I will fuck with them bad. They will get. I will just hurt them. And so that you gotta make sure that they deserve it, cause I go hard. And so right now we got our first number from Sean Q. What up, Sean Q? Can't we all just get along? Says Scorpio NorCal in the TalkShoe chat room. Hey, if you want to join the other chat room, I got another chat room going on. That's at rantingLouisB.blogspot.com. And I'll put the chat here, and boom. So if you want, we got more people there. Anyways, let's kick the tires and light the fires, as it were. I am going to be calling this laser tag spot. Hopefully they pick up. But till then, I need numbers.
Membership save you money on Laser Quest. This is Bart. How can I help you?
Hey, Bart. I got a problem. My kid was just there, and he didn't tell me until after I got home, and I want to, like, call you guys, see if we can resolve this before we get the law involved. Apparently, after the game was done, he went to the bathroom. You guys got, like, attendants in there or something?
No, we did not have bathroom attendants.
All right, okay, well, apparently one of you, according to my kid, one of you guys was in there and was looking over his shoulder.
I'm not even sure when this would be because we've been kind of busy and I know nobody's been in the bathroom lately.
Okay, so no one has to use the bathroom? You guys are robots? What's going on over there?
Mess around and find out what was going on with that, but I mean...
because this is kind of ridiculous. My kid wouldn't lie about something like that.
Is it one of our employees that was doing it?
Apparently, that's what he told me. He had a show, the laser thing shirt. I wasn't even there. He was there for like a birthday party.
When was this? Like, do you know what time it was?
It was like around like 6 o'clock there.
Around 6 o'clock.
Yeah. I
have to find out who was working at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, because this is kind of ridiculous. Because you look, I don't want to jump to no conclusions. You sound like a nice guy. But if some dude was looking over my kid's shoulder while he was, you know, using a can, that's just unacceptable. And, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. I just moved here and, you know, I don't know nobody. And, you know, we don't take too kindly to that stuff. I know you guys got concealed carry and whatnot. And you guys think you're all tough because you got guns and stuff. But, you know, we deal with hands where I come from. We throw hands.
All right, well, I'll have to find out. We only had one male working other than me at the time, and I know I wasn't in the bathroom any time around there, but I'll have to find out.
I don't know. You sound a little funny.
All right, and can I go and get your name and phone number so I can call you back whenever I find something out for you?
All right, sure. My number, let me, goodness, I got a freaking, just got this new damn phone number. Okay, just go through my phone. Anyways, my name is Ted.
What's last name, Ted?
Martinez. And I'm not one of these freaking wetback Mexicans. I'm a Puerto Rican, so I got fucking class.
All right, and your phone number?
Hold on, let me get it for you, because again, I just got this number. God damn it. Just moved to the area, I'm new here, you know. And, okay, here it is. 512-297-2423.
All right, well, I will talk to the guy that was working around the clock, and I'll give you a call back as soon as I find out.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's how you start some shit. It was Chris Chio. Chris Chio was at the fucking laser tag place looking over kids' shoulders as they fucking peed. Fucking asshole. Oh, man. Anyways, we got the K-Sist in there. We got, oh wait, Casey, I forgot to play Casey's theme song whenever he comes in here. Puerto Rico. Toma. Pronto llegará el día. Anyways, we need phone numbers. We got Stargate to Eden, what's up? No, I'm not playing Ricky Martin. I mean, look, just not for nothing. When he was playing straight, his music was good. Now that he's gay, I mean, his music just, like, sounds all fucking weak. Jesus, it's like, come on, dude, what happened? I should play a comparison. Anyways, need phone numbers. Freaking, they're like, oh my god, someone's looking over kids' shoulders. We throw hands. For some reason, he didn't sound too worried about me throwing hands. We throw hands, son. This is Brooklyn. You know, you can take the boy out of Brooklyn, but you can't take the Brooklyn out the boy. You know what I mean? We throw hands. I'm gonna throw him. Stop staring at my kid's dick. Fucking watch. Yeah, stop. That probably happens there. You know, places like that that bring kids, man, you know. Another reason why I don't want to have kids, because then you got to take them to these fucked up places, and most of the motherfuckers that work there are probably a bunch of pedophiles, and you know, last thing I need is to fucking have some dude stare at my kid's dick. Yeah. Oh, man. Don't put it in the chat room! Okay, yeah, I say do not put, oh wait, did he put 867-5309? Did I just miss the joke? I just fucking panicked. I just fucking panicked and deleted the number. No, yeah, he did. Aw, fucking nigga. Anyways, email me your phone numbers at crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. The second number, is that the same people? Yeah, that's the same people. Alright. It's another location. Alright, hold on. We got mud chickens. We got mud chickens, I guess. Someone said mud chickens in the other chat room. What's a mud chicken? Is that a chicken from Africa? Goddamn mud chickens! Freaking the regular chickens burn crosses on the mud chicken lawn. You mud chickens, go back to Africa! Okay, fuck it, let's go to Old Faithful, let's go to Craigslist, and let's call ourselves a transsexual. Well, let's have Chris Geo call a tranny. Who's down with that? Oh, worse yet. Fucking crossdresser. Nice. Okay, let's see. No fun there. No fun number there. Damn. Oh, shit. Oh, that's fucked up. You know, see, this is what I do for you, because I'm looking for a number, and I gotta see these fucked up pictures. Shit, what? strip and show me your straight ass? What the fuck? Jesus. No. Okay. Gee, no. That's fucked up. Okay, Ah, here it is. Horny, smooth, cougar, crossdresser. No fucking phone number. It's fucked up. Still. Now, Chris, it's very hard for Chris Gio to find himself a transsexual, isn't it? Alright. Guys want to call in and join the party.
Call the Crotch Shop Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
God damn it. Alright. Alright, let me check in the Bronx because they got some ugly fucking transsexuals, I guess, over there. Ready? Alright, let's do this. Okay, found one. Serious inquiries only. Haha, she's asking for it. Or it's asking for it. Serious inquiries only. Ah, okay, just got another one from Quinn, but alright.
Hello.
Hi, sweetheart. How you doing? My name is Chris Gio. You could call me Christy. You could call me Christy for short.
Christy?
Yeah.
How are you, Christy?
Hi. No, I'm a straight bottom. I'm just calling, wondering, do you do couples?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. How much for me and my wife?
How old are you and your wife?
What?
How old are you and your wife?
I'm 36. My wife is 29.
Okay. Where are you, baby?
What happened?
Where are you?
Well, right now I'm in Brooklyn. We're visiting from Colorado. I do a radio show, so maybe if you like, we could do a radio show together and talk about the meteor that hit Russia and talk about aliens and shit. Are you down with aliens? Are you laughing, baby?
Wow. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, baby. Because I never hear something like that.
You're
a skinny baby.
Yeah, I'm kind of portly. I got long hair. You know, I'm half Mexican, half Greek, so I'm kind of hairy.
Okay.
Do you like a manly body, sweetie?
Yeah, baby, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, you're not hairy either, right? You shave. I don't want to start no fires.
No, baby.
No, we're not going to start no forest fires. No friction.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, do you like to cross swords?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, do you come to me or I go to you?
Depends. I can go to you and you can come over.
Okay, because I'm in Brooklyn. You know, I'm downtown Brooklyn. I'm at the Marriott. Or I could go to you.
Hmm? I mean, in the Bronx too. You know the Bronx too.
Oh, I could go on MapQuest because I drive. I could go out to you. Me and my wife, we're trying to have some fun, you know, because I just need my ass filled up because that's the type of guy I am. I mean, you could Google my picture. Just Google Chris Gio.
Yeah.
You could. I'm a very famous DJ. And I clean carpets.
Spanish,
what?
This is Spanish.
No. I'm an asshole.
No. Okay. Just, baby, listen to me. She wanted me to go there. Just call me, okay, baby?
Look, I just want to come visit you. What? I'm just trying to set this up. What's easier?
No, you can come over here. I can text you the house.
Okay. Let me give you my phone number. Mm-hmm. Okay? My phone number is 512.
Oh,
hey, hello?
Yeah, baby, hold on. Tell me the number.
512.
512.
What are you doing? Hello? Oh, well, she hung up. She couldn't deal with Chris Gio's crap. Oh, man. She couldn't put up with his nonsense. So, anyways, what else we got going on here? Mud chickens. We got mud chickens running around here. Can't be having none of that. We don't got no time for no mud chickens. Mud chickens. All right. It's a dark day when we got to worry about mud chickens. All right. I need some more phone. Oh, wait. Let me check my Yahoo because Quinn sent me another phone number. Fucking Chris Gio fucking picking up, trying to pick up prostitutes. Here's another one. Ah, yes, I can do something with that. I wish. Hey, how you doing? Is the owner there or a manager?
I'm Sammy. What can I do for you?
Hey, Sammy, how you doing? Look, my chick just got back from here. Her name is Cherie. I don't know if you know her. Apparently, she was over there, you know, with some of her girlfriends. There was a poker game going on.
Oh, earlier today? Yeah.
Yeah, apparently there was some fucking shenanigans that happened, and some dude apparently some dude was groping her. I just want to find out what's going on before I go over there, because
I don't know, because when I got here, by the time I got here, I wasn't told anything.
Oh, goodness.
And
what type of security?
If it was something all that important, I think my bartender would have told me.
What kind of security you went there? Because she was telling me that she just had to run out of there because it was getting out of hand. There were guys over there getting handsy. Apparently, there was like a waiter or a waitress over there. You know,
there's only a bartender, and Martina wouldn't have allowed that. I can vouch for that. Martina's very rough.
Okay, well, apparently Martina let something slip. And, you know, my girl's over here. You know, her shirt is all freaking stretched out.
Then you're calling the wrong place, because Martina never would have allowed that.
She said Shamrock.
Yeah, this is a Shamrock, but I don't think Martina would have ever allowed anything like that. That sounds really off to me.
That's Southwest Houston?
I'm sorry?
Southwest Houston?
No, you're calling the wrong place.
Oh, I am? Okay.
Sorry.
All right,
bye.
Damn it, Quinn. Damn it, Quinn! Yeah. I need some phone numbers. Bunch of mud chickens. That's gonna be the fucking name. That's probably gonna be the name of my new album, Mud Chickens. First screwdrivers, now mud chickens. How's about that? That was still pretty good considering. Damn it. I knew I had to fucking abort as soon as she said no. I was like, damn it. Anyways, let's, till I get a phone number from somebody, let's call a regular prostitute. Fucking, I'm gonna start doing, I should download the Harlem Shake. I'm gonna get stupid. This is probably not gonna be funny, but I just have to go for it. We're gonna do the Harlem, let me download the Harlem Shake. Alright, it's gonna take a while, but I'm just gonna find we're gonna be doing that. We're getting stupid. We're gonna get dumb. We're gonna get really dumb right now. Until I get some fucking phone numbers from someone in the peanut gallery. Alright, good, it's downloading quick. We can do this. Alright, I like it rough. Pull my hair and fuck my throat till I swallow every drop. Oh, flag for removal, damn it. Okay, honey dip. Oh, I know who to call. Ghostbusters. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, $80 half hour? Wow, she must have enough AIDS for two. Okay. Okay. Alright, we got a number. We're gonna do this. Oh, man. Alrighty. Add people to call.
The mailbox belonging to 3.
Damn it. Bitches. Bitch ass motherfucker. Alright. Oh, here it is. Yo, we're gonna do the Harlem Shake. They do the Harlem Shake. We're gonna be doing the Harlem Shake. That's it. You know what? And it's really their own fault because they made me do this. These whores on Craigslist, they make me do this. They are evil. And as we established a few shows ago, hookers are not people. So we could fuck with them relentlessly and not feel guilty because they are not human beings. So let's do this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello?
Hey, Coffee, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
I'm all right. Yo, I was just thinking, you know, you come over to my place and we do the Harlem Shake. What you think? She hung up. Calling back. She's gonna get harassed.
Hello?
She hung up. I'm not gonna stop until we do the Harlem Shake. I'm gonna ruin her business.
Hey guys, it's Coffee. If you get my messages, don't leave me a voicemail. Just send me a text message. Thank you.
All right. Listen here, you dumb cunt. I'm gonna leave a fucking message. We're gonna do the Harlem Shake. See you in hell, you dumb, dirty, filthy whore. Alrighty. Ah, yes, I got some venom out of that one. I got some venom out. Alright. This is like my own spiritual masturbation. I get to release my poisons onto the world and let someone else deal with it. Alrighty. Ah, next victim. Let's see. Remember, send phone numbers to crutchoutradio@yahoo.com if you want me to prank the hell out of somebody. Whores are nothing but fucking sperm receptacles. I mean, you wouldn't give respect to a garbage can, right? I mean, they by their own definition, they're nothing but living, breathing toilets. They're not people. Just asked, are hookers people? How many have I? I would say zero. I would say zero. Cause I don't think I should pay. I don't, you know, pay money. I know you end up paying no matter what, but, you know, it's like, what the fuck, you know? It's like, how dare you charge? How dare you? What kind of person are you? Fucking, my pussy has value. Oh, but it's worth $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Fucking, you know what? The moment I respect pussy as a product is the day where they start selling it on QVC. And now, for three easy payments of $150 a month, if for flex payments, you can have this pristine pussy. Oh, man. All right. Be dialing. We have this gin mantine pussy. All right. Next one. Oh, and she black, too. Uh-oh. You know what that means, people. Put your trays in their upright locked positions. I'm going in. I'm going all in. I won't be happy until I ruin one of these chicks' nights. And I will always hate you. I swear to God, I mean, hookers are good for, you know, to bide me over, but I really need some real numbers if I'm gonna really do this. I'm just not even trying that hard.
Hey, I'm not here right now. So leave your name, your number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
You mannish looking ghetto hoe, it's time to do the Harlem Shake. Do the Harlem Shake. That's what I thought. That's what I thought, you freaking National Geographic titty-having bitch. Fucking sloppy. Ah, you fucking filthy animal. Go take a bath. Fucking wash your face. It's full of dirt. Oh, wait, you're black. All right, bye. There we go. Boom. Shazam. Yeah, I went there. I freaking went there. The Shamrock. All right. I'm going to have to take one for the team because I got a feeling this is going to be even hilarious. Yes. Let's see if there are fucking male prostitutes out there. Oh, fuck. You know, fuck it. No, absolutely not. I just gave up on that idea because the first picture I saw, I was like, oh, fuck me. Oh, no. Again. Oh, God. All right. Ugh. Oh, that's fucked up. That's. Israeli Spanish slut open always. Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. Oh, goodness. All right. I think I'm going to need Tim Refat for this one. Calling as Palestine. Oh, I'm going to fucking take it there. I'm going to take it really there. Israeli. She's Israeli.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye.
God damn it. Of course. Fucking. Oh, God. Spiky McKikerson can't set up her fucking phone. Okay, hold on. I'm getting text messages, so I'm going to check to see. If I'm getting phone numbers on the text messaging, on my text messaging device, also known as a cell phone. God, man, you know, you see how much work I put in? Oh, okay. Yep, this just in. Alrighty.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Dean Fagan.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, Dean. I know you're getting over a breakup, but I just wanted to help you out. I found the perfect person for you. Her name is Joanna. She is also 6 foot, blonde. She has double D breasts. And she's 35. The only problem, which I don't know if it would be a problem for you. It just depends on what you're into. She used to be a man. Her name was Johnny. So, but she got all the parts removed. Everything, she just got the vaginoplasty going on there. She's nice and smooth, and I mean, I think it would be okay. She lives in Branson, and just let me know if you want to hook you guys up. All right. Anyways, till then, do the Harlem Shake. All right, poor bastard. He's probably hanging himself right now. He's like, I had it all. I had it all. And I let my love slip away. Dude, he's probably going to start drinking some fucking rat poison just to get himself through the night. Oh, God. Am I going to freaking... The Brooklyn Shakes? No, I don't know if the Brooklyn Shake. The Brooklyn Shake would probably be me just fucking bashing niggas upside the head and taking their wallets. That's the Brooklyn Shake. Punk ass Pope can suck his own pipe where the pig slap shit. Damn Skippy. Freaking fuck the Pope. He's a fucking punk ass. Fucking stepping down because they know they were going to come in to arrest his ass. Now he's going to go into hiding. They're going to pick another fucking pedophile in charge. You know what? Death to the fucking Vatican. Straight up. You know what? Instead of this bullshit with a fucking painting swastikas on fucking people on synagogues and shit, which, you know what? They probably do it themselves. The Jews probably do it themselves so, they could get attention and sympathy. But it's really, just go out. And I'm not saying vandalize, just go up to your local fucking priest and cuss his ass out. Like, really, I should really fucking go tomorrow to a fucking Catholic church and wait for the priest outside and cuss his ass out, and just be like... fuck you for holding back science. Fuck you for fucking letting kids get molested. Fuck you for the fucking church's fucking racist fucking Spanish Inquisition. Yeah, really? You're gonna torch? We're the torch people in the name of Christ. Really? That's what Jesus wanted. Fucking you walking around dressing in dresses, fucking passing a fucking a vaporizer with fucking pot smoke in it. Like, here's your sacrament, motherfuckers. Get high off the blood of Christ, you know? All right. Enough preaching. We need more. We need more. Oh, hold on. I think I just got more. Oh. Okay. I'm getting a text messages, but can you type? Because because I don't understand what you're telling me here. It's like, All right. Going after this one. Alrighty. We're getting people in trouble. Damn it. Yeah. Okay, let me try calling again. Alright, that... Oh, fuck that. Alrighty. Let me check my email, see if I got any freaking... Nope, still no prank calls. Vatos. Okay, I didn't get a phone number. With... Okay. Yeah, that number's not working. I wonder if the Harlem Shake is gonna be the new Gangnam Style. Did I retire the Gangnam Style? Yeah, I did. I retired Gangnam Style. Damn it. You know, Gangnam Style, you know, was about Gangnam Style, you know, it was just Psych, I'm still here. fuck it, I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna play some death metal for, I forgot his name, I'm sorry. But I got some death metal from a unsigned band. Actually, no, should I play Olipeist, I think? Let me see. Probably should play Olipeist. No. I know. Fucking, what they called? Let me see. Hunger Tigers, Knives Everywhere, La Comisión, no. Evolution, El Nova. Oh, Darkness Descends, there we go. This is Darkness Descends with their song, Home of the Slaves.
Oh, fuck.
What's up? That was Darkness Descends. Check them out. Go to facebook.com/NJDarknessDescends. Tell them Louis B. sent you. Check them out. They're fucking fantastic. Angry J, he's my homeboy. Love that dude like a brother, man. He really is fantastic, peoples. He's good peoples. So definitely please support his band. That's facebook.com/NJDarknessDescends. On to the next fucking victim. Oh God, really? You know what? Before I go on to the next call, somebody needs to get spanked a little bit. Someone needs to get herbed. I'm gonna call him right now. What the fuck is your problem, Doppler? Mm-hmm. Like, really, are you really that miserable of a fucking faggot that you need to fucking start popping shit? Look, nobody likes you. You creep. Fucking shut off the fucking stream, you fucking dumb fuck.
Nobody likes you.
Yeah, you're gonna hear me in reverb, right?
Shut off the fucking stream, you fucking dumb fuck.
Hold on.
Fucking hurry up. Really? That shit was funny like 3 months ago. Now you're gonna freaking kill it. Ass crunch. Really? Really? That's all you got?
Okay, I got rid
fucking,
of
you fucking, you're, what kind of fucking retard are you? Really? You don't know how the fucking internet works? Come on. What? You just got your fucking computer from Fisher Price 2 weeks ago? What's
pretty
wrong
much.
With you?
Pretty
much.
Yeah.
God. You know, nobody fucking likes you.
Look.
No one fucking likes you. You know, we had a discussion. You were trying to start telling people what to do. You got nothing.
Louie.
What?
I
fucking
love
talk.
You, bro.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I love you, man.
Shut the fuck up. Fucking asshole. All right, on to the... Just had to tell you, you're a fucking scumbag.
What?
May you choke on your boyfriend's cum.
No
way. All right, gotta go. Boom. Fucking ass. Hey, see? And you know, he's probably jerking off thinking, oh, Louis just told me what's what. All right, next scumbag. I just had to deal with that dirtbag real quick. Fucking, this is why nobody loves him. All right. And now it's time for me to destroy.
Hello?
Hello, is this Robert Morning Sky?
No, sir. This is Michael.
Hey, is Mr. Morning Sky around?
I may see him during the course of the week.
Oh, he's not there at the moment. Will he be there in today or?
I don't know. He travels a lot.
Oh, he does?
Yes, he travels a lot. Can I take a message?
Can you tell him that I heard him on a radio show and I was really interested in getting to know him, probably have him on my podcast. Does he go by Bobby?
No, I've never heard him call that. Robert usually.
Just Robert?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Because I heard he also goes by Morning Wood.
Morning Wood? No, sir.
Yes. No? Wow.
No.
Okay, so, yeah, no, because I've been Googling about him, and I heard that one of his nicknames when he's, like, in spirit mode, when he's, all dressed up, trying to chase away the spirits, he goes by Bobby Morningwood?
No.
His
warrior name, he earned it a while back, was Robert Bearclaw.
Robert Bearclaw, okay.
You know, the best way to reach him is send him an email, and that way whenever he gets here, Robert Morningsky at robertmorningsky.com.
Okay.
And I'll leave a message, but best thing to do is send him an email, and then when he gets here, he'll get a hold of you.
Okay. Well, but isn't a Bearclaw a pastry?
Oh, I'm sure they have a pastry called a Bearclaw, but that hardly... There's no link there. No, Bearclaw is a warrior's name. Actually,
I was in
Switzerland when the entire family actually was there when he earned that name.
Bearclaw is two words. But did he have to fight somebody for that? How do you become a warrior without fighting?
Yeah, I would really hate to speak for him. You know, I know a lot about him, but you'd be best if you spoke to him directly.
Yeah, because I don't understand how. I mean, did he fight a battle?
Again, I can't answer that for you, sir.
I mean, but if you know him, I mean, that's a simple question, yes or no.
Yes, but I can't speak for him. It would be best if he answered his own questions about who he is and what he's done. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Skippy.
No, sir, not correct. Michael, okay?
Oh.
I really would suggest a little bit more respect when you talk to him because Native tradition asks us to be very respectful to the people and not address them with, nicknames, et cetera. You're not going to get very far that way, okay?
Well, I'll be painting with the colors of the wind then.
Okay. All right, guys. Good luck.
All right, bye. All right. Wow, even the people around them are stuck-up assholes. What secret society gave them the bear claws? There's some bear claws in my... Oh, man. Okay, Skippy. He got mad with Skippy. You heard him? He cut... Oh, man. You know what that deserves? That deserves the Harlem Shake. Fuck him. Oh, God. I just wish I could have gotten that son of a bitch. He's like, he's mocking me. You need to give him more respect. Really? What the fuck for? Yeah, I'm gonna friggin' respect a dude who has a warrior name who hasn't even... He hasn't had a fight since he was 12 when they fucking used to fucking steal his milk money, fucking sissy motherfucker. Now he's wearing fucking feathers, dancing around the fire like a faggot, trying to... Look, this is what gets the ladies wet. Fucking... I wonder if it got people... I wonder if he's gotten pussy by doing that. Just, here I am in a fucking feather skirt fucking dancing around like a faggot. Yeah, that's how you fucking turn a girl on. Fucking... No wonder they got fucking killed off in their reservations. Motherfuckers, really, we're fucking warriors and shit. Yeah, you couldn't fucking do... Can't fucking fight against a six shooter, huh, fucking motherfucker? We want to be fucking good. You know what? They're like, we stole your land. Motherfucker, you should have fought harder. That's what you get for playing games. Like, seriously. Somebody try to come up in here. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight and a half. Freaking. Oh, the dope leaf. Good. Fuck him. Fucking silly. Head silly faggot. Next. Who's next? We got Logan Mamzer up in here. Check out... RyanThingLouisB.blogspot.com if you want to check out the chat room there. We're doing a live prank call show. If you got any phone numbers of people you want me to prank, I need details phone number, name, whatever, and send it to crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. And, yeah, so I will call. Freaking poor Doppler. Doppler's probably a really lonely guy, you know. He sits, you know, in his chair in the dark. The only friends he has are people he's never met. Actually, from what I heard, a chick went to go visit him, and I don't know why, but he stole her fucking some shit out her purse. Oh, he stole pills out her purse, like some pain pills. So that motherfucker, freaking Doppler's a pill head. This is what I was told, and stole pills and stole fucking some alcohol out her purse. Like she went to go freaking visit you, see what's up, how you doing? You fucking steal shit out her purse, fucking like a little kid. Fucking, that's a human being. What a fucking loser. Anyways, yeah, what else we got going on, y'all? Let me see if we got anybody, oh, come on. Hey, all right, we're doing this. We're going in, son. We're going all in on this one. Actually, hold on. Who the fuck is Tex Mars again? Okay. And runs a Christian. Okay. There we go. We're going all in on this one. We're going to get this bitch.
Thank you for calling TexMars' Power of Prophecy. Please call back or leave a message after the tone. Thank you so much, and may God richly bless you.
Hi, this is Jesus. Tex, cut the shit, please. Like, I know you mean well, but you're really making us look bad. Dad is pissed, and when he's pissed, it fucking annoys me. It cuts into my goddamn PlayStation time. So, can you cut the crap with all this God nonsense? Because you're getting a lot of this shit wrong. In fact, you're almost Pope-like on how fucking wrong you are. Anyways, I love you. I still love you. Just do better, okay, buddy? Bye. Do the Harlem Shake. All right. Fucking chuckles. Oh, Tex Mars. He's going to listen to this. Like, what the fuck is that? I'm going to die laughing if he does a show. He's like, this is the shit that I got on my fucking answering machine. People think he called me acting like Jesus. They're false prophets. It is a Jewish Masonic conspiracy that made that had people call me in the middle of the night telling me to cut the shit about God. Oh, God. Oh, gee. Oh, man. This is the fun we have. God. If you want me to do, you know what, I think I'm going to have to plan this out like this. If you guys want me to do a prank call show next time, get me phone numbers. If I could get at least, like, 5 or 6 phone numbers, I'm going to do another prank call show. So, damn, it's already 11:02. I don't know what else to fucking, Logan Mamzer, do you have any fucking phone numbers? Freaking email them to me at crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. Thank you very much. Oh, hold on. Okay, let's Google this guy. Because I need more information. Alrighty. Chrissy, oops. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of Paul Beckers. No, you ain't radio. Let me see. Alrighty, we got... Oh. Alrighty. All right, I don't know who this is. I need more information on this guy. If you could see what his check out his freaking profile. Let me see. I gotta fucking be like. Oh, okay. I think I found him. Alrighty. Huh. Oh, okay. Oh, she doesn't want me to say her name. Stop saying my name! All right. Okay, we can do this. All right, I'm gonna go get this bitch. Gennard, we got Gennard up in here. Gennard, if you got any phone numbers of people you want me to prank, please email me at crotchotradio@yahoo.com. I need as much details as you can give me about the target, and we'll get that bitch. Hey ho, please, jeez. All right.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. Please leave a message.
Of course. Ah, fuck it. Let me leave a message.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. Please leave a message after the beep.
Hi, Paul. Hi, my name is Steve. I am a talent booker for InfoWars Radio, home of the Alex Jones Show. We were calling because we were getting some tell about your abilities. And we would like to start covering light work on the Alex Jones Show. So, we're gonna try calling you back, all right? Bye. All right. Damn it. Alrighty. Next! Fuck them both. Tea party. I can buy Wall Street. I need phone numbers. I'm not calling Michelle. Why would I call Michelle Bachman or Nancy Pelosi? Really, that's just easy targets. And plus, it won't be a prank call. It'll just be me telling them how horrible I think they are. Alrighty. Alrighty. Oh, wait. What else? What else we got going on here? I need some more phone numbers or I'm just going to end up calling it at night. Because, honestly, I had a long-ass week. I'm tired like a motherfucker right now. Oh, man. Actually, let me dig. Oh, wait. Let me... Okay. Alrighty. Just got another phone number. We're gonna fuck up that bitch. Okay. Alright, boom.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 4...
Damn it. Alright. Okay. Bitch, please. We got bitch, please on here. Oh, hell no. Bitch, please. Up in the chat room. Hi, old bitch, please. Yeah, I want to mess with a neo-Nazi. Logan, send me an email. Alrighty, go over to News Guy's show after I'm done here. Okay. I want to mess with a neo-Nazi. Alrighty. Again, send your phone numbers to crutchoutradio@yahoo.com. Alrighty. Oh, man. Actually, should I play one of my old ones until I get a phone number? I just want to hear if I could get a yes or no. What's up? Let's do this. I'll play one of my old ones. Bitch, please. Actually... Yeah, play an old one. Alright, we're gonna play an old one. Bitch, please. Okay, I forget to play a classic one. Because that shit's... Yeah, I've been freaking killing that shit. Killing the three good ones I made. Part of the Louis B. Yeah, if you guys want to hear all my prank calls, go to press the follow button after the show, and here it is. I gotta go use the bathroom, so I'm gonna play this one, and oh damn, it's only 2 minutes? Shit. Alright, let me add, which should I add here, cause I gotta use the bathroom. I gotta pee me something fierce. I'll call that one.
Hello, Winnie.
Hi, just wondering, after my meal, can you give me a happy ending?
Huh?
Happy ending.
Which one?
I wanna get some fried Rottweiler lips, and after that, I want somebody to give me a rub and a tug.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello, Winnie.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
I want some fried chihuahua balls, and afterwards, can you give me a happy ending?
Wait, can you say again?
Chihuahua balls.
Huh?
Chihuahua balls.
Chihuahua balls.
Chihuahua balls.
I don't understand.
Chihuahua balls. Chihuahua balls.
I don't understand it.
Chihuahua balls. Okay, how about kitty intestine soup?
What do you say?
Kitty intestine soup.
What kind of soup?
Meow meow. You crazy. Afterwards, can you come and play with my... Can you knock my junk around with a chopsticks, please?
We want chopsticks?
Yeah, in my balls.
You come here, okay? I don't understand what you...
No, you're supposed to come here. I want you to come here. Give me kiss.
Come here for what?
Chihuahua balls.
What do you mean, chihuahua balls? I don't understand it.
You don't know balls? Well, okay.
3805 if you have any questions or comments for the lovely Cordy Howell of CordyteCountry.com. In fact, Cordy, we do have a caller on the line. I think this is our friend Louis B. without a crank call, right?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Yay,
hi. Louis.
How you ladies doing? I heard good. I was hearing a lot about the super weed, and I got a little happy until I realized you weren't talking about what I like. So, yeah, I mean, I actually have this problem. Strange enough, it's happening in Brooklyn. I'm being followed by mountain lions.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Lord, Louie, definitely. You have been taping me in the morning before I have my coffee, because that is exactly what
I'm... Yeah, they're outside. I mean, one of them got a hold of me, but ate some of my fat and died of a heart attack. So, I mean, I got two of them after me from three.
Well, that's all that high fructose corn syrup, Louie.
Yeah, well, I mean... Whatever, you know, my grandmother always says, whatever doesn't kill you fattens you up, so, But, with these mountain lions, it kills them, so, I don't know what to do, because it kind of hurts when they bite into me.
Cordy, he needs some red clover, doesn't he? I think Louie just needs to be, I don't know, maybe you just need to get out of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You think he'll follow you?
Yeah, there's a whole, I got a whole bunch of, these are like cougars, I think they are. Cougars.
Okay, Louie. Okay, Louie. Would you like to teleport or make your pop for potent or anything like that tonight?
I'm gonna go teleport now. So, God bless me. I gotta go. Uh oh.
Okay.
Bye, Louie.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Oh, shoot.
Goddamn cougars. Fucking cougars are always after me. Always trying to fucking get their fucking claws into my ass, you know? Oh, shit. See, I can't talk about the cougars or else they'll come and attack my ass, you know? It's like, oh, come on. Fuck me. Leave me alone. Damn it, Cordy. Damn it, Christy. Cordy, stop. Christy. Cordy. Christy! Alright, and see my cougars. Why won't these cougars...
Maybe they're looking at that big butt of yours.
Oh my god. Anyways, oh snap, I just realized it's now time to read Doppler Effects Diary. Today, I tried to get smart on Louis' show. Because I'm so very lonely. I just can't admit that Louis B turns me on. And that I steal pills and steal alcohol out of people's purses. I'm such a fucking loser. Alright, that was reading Doppler Effects' diary. Anyways, still haven't gotten any phone number. Oh wait, yes I did. Alright.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 3.
And of course he's not. Alrighty. Okay, you know. Huh. Alright, let me play another classic one and I'm gonna call it a night. But, yeah, hopefully we can get some more numbers next time we do this. I just need the magical 6 numbers and we can do this. This is one of my darkest pranks ever. It's called Kill Me Please Whore.
Hello.
Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I'm just calling wondering, what's your favorite type of nut?
Doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter to you?
No.
Actually, I'm not... I would like to see you, but not do anything illegal, because, you know, I know you are a good quality woman, and I don't want to treat you like a whore.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Okay.
Let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is John. Yeah, okay. You know. No pun intended.
Okay.
I was kind of wondering if you could come to my abode in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
No, actually, I can't.
You can't. Can I?
No.
Can I go to you?
Can you come to me?
Yes.
That would not
work. That won't work.
That would not be a problem.
Oh, that won't be a problem. I actually have an idea on our date. It will first start off nice, and we'll be dancing to this song. For about, like, 2 hours, and then I'll take out my gun, and you shoot me.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
Why am I going to shoot you?
Well, because I'm pretty much I'm a loser. And I...
That doesn't mean I should shoot you.
Well, I can't do it myself. And I need you to be my angel of mercy. Send me home.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Sorry.
Please?
No.
I mean, look, you're a beautiful woman, and I need a beautiful woman to send me to heaven.
This is a joke. Haha.
No, please be my angel. $500, please be my angel.
I'm not going to take $500 to shoot you to send you to heaven.
Why don't you want me to be free?
I don't even know if you say that. I don't know what your situation is as to why you want to be free.
Look, my situation is I've never been with a woman before. No one loves me. My family is all dead. I got nothing. All I do is work, sleep, eat. I just pray for death on a daily basis. I just need you to send me home. Please.
I really can't do that today.
What's the problem? It's look, it's a very...
Is it because you need somebody to show you some type of love that you feel this way? Because this is not cool. Like, you sitting there dreaming about death and wanting it and craving it.
It's too late for me for love. It really is.
Well, how did you feel it? How do you feel that? It's really too late for love, first off. Second, you probably put yourself around the wrong type of people. So that way you always feel it. Instead of having people around you who encourage you, if you're always on this dark side, like, honestly...
Look, I'm not a Sith Lord. I'm suicidal. Let's just get that right. $500, easy money. You don't have to do anything sexual. You just put me out of my misery.
But then that means I go to jail after you die.
No, because, see, I have it already planned out. Oh, you should have said that. Look, New York State law, if I give you permission and I don't press charges, I sign a little paper. It's a waiver, actually. I have it already primped up from LegalZoom.com. And, you know, you sign that, I sign that, you shoot me, no harm, no foul. $500.
Okay. I'm really happy that you go.
Wow. Okay, please, you're my only hope.
No, I'm going to take a shower. I wish you the best of luck with everything. Hopefully you find that person that will do that for you. I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to have that sitting on my conscience for you to be happy and be free.
But it's $500. Can't you?
No money in the world is worth taking somebody's life. No matter how suicidal or whatever the case is,
let me get this straight. You'll drink the semen from strangers, but you won't kill me.
It's a pleasure speaking to you. I hope you have a good time in finding whoever you find, but I'm not doing it.
That was interesting, actually. Wow.
She actually thought about it, too. Once I said LegalZoom, it's like, no harm, no foul. Like, what?
Dude, she actually tried to talk to you. Wow. Isn't that amazing? She actually told... Dude, that is amazing. Freaking changes...
Alrighty. Just got another number.
You've reached Flirty Cupcakes. Our dessert.
Yeah, that's not the right number. Alrighty, got a wrong number. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Calling a number. Waiting for it to start ringing. Phone network error. Okay, trying again.
We're sorry.
Damn it.
Ravi, last, this is the last number. Hopefully it works. If not, I am done for the night because, again, I'm fucking exhausted. Last number of the night. Oh. Hello, is this Martin?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, my name is Ted Jenkins, and I'm calling because I kind of need your help. I've been hearing from a lot of circles that you could help me with my particular problem.
Okay, what's your particular problem then?
All right, I work, you know, in New York, and I just got kicked out of my union and my job because we were having a discussion about race. And I basically said that the white European brought more to the table than any other race, and I mean that's just historic fact.
I'm sorry, I missed it. I'm sort of listening in that radio. This ain't a hoax call or anything like that, right?
What happened?
This isn't a hoax call or anything like that, is it?
No. This is very serious. Look,
I have a Jew on talk show that I sort of follow and. He's pretty well playing clips of my show, so I was wondering if there was a hoax call or something.
Okay, this is not...
I don't think much about your unions or anything like that here. I live in Southwest Missouri.
Well, I'm just trying to expose them because, look, little full disclosure, I am a former Ethiopian Jew.
Okay.
So I'm just Ethiopian now.
All right, well,
And it really...
Ethiopian. You sound like a Jew, but not Ethiopian.
Yeah, I just, I married a...
I got my leg pulled right now, but go on.
Okay, I married a white woman, and I've had 3 kids, and, you know, she's from Poland, and, you know, we fell in love, and we had some mixed children, and, you know, it's
uh-huh.
I just basically, my life's never been better.
Okay, so why are you calling me again?
Well, to help expose my company for firing me for racism.
Okay, well, maybe you'll explain to them how you're an Ethiopian Jew, a ferocious Jew, and...
Well, I'm not... I'm no longer...
Which makes sense here. I mean, I think that'd be enough said here. They'd bring you back, right?
Well, no, they haven't because they're basically my union supports Israel, and they call me anti-Semitic.
Well, you could move to Israel, and then what they would do is they'd probably...
Why would I want to live in that godforsaken place?
Well, the Jew part of you would be welcome here. I think the Ethiopian, they'd probably sterilize you or something like that here. So
yeah. I was just wondering, maybe I could move to where you're at and hopefully, you know, maybe help you with your work?
Whenever I go on the quota system, I'll keep you in mind. How's that?
When you go on the what system?
The quota system.
What's the quota
right now,
system?
We don't have any openings for Ethiopian Jews right now, either for Jews or for Ethiopians.
Wow.
So essentially, you sort of got 2 strikes against you here until we get over, 666 employees here.
But I'm married to a white woman.
Yeah, I need an affirmative action here. And, you know, if I need 2 for... Yeah, both an Ethiopian and a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'd think of you, wouldn't I?
Well, okay. Well, I would hope you would think of me while you're showering, but that's okay.
Well, are you an Ethiopian homosexual Jew then?
Well, no, bisexual Jew.
Bisexual Jew.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that'd be a 3-4, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean,
that'd be a 3-4.
Yeah, well, from the pictures I saw, you're not my type, but I'm just saying, yeah.
By the way,
yes?
You know this guy named Mike Blaney?
No.
Okay.
Can he help me?
Brian Rio. Do you know Brian Rio?
Is he that comedian on Comedy Central that he does the bit called Cup of Dirt?
No, he's a unibrow Mamsus mentor.
Okay. Well, why are you telling me this? I mean, I've never heard of these people.
Well,
they just tell
you call here and
I see.
Well, that was a crank call, so I thought I'd give a crank answer.
Oh, okay. All right, so what you're saying is you don't like the blacks.
Mm-hmm. can just fly in Africa.
Oh, in Africa. Well, I mean, what neighborhood do you live in? Maybe we should move right next door, become neighbors, share, you know, utensils and whatnot.
Well, I don't know here. I mean, Grandy used to have a nigger, but we're sort of.
Excuse me, a what? A what? What you said?
Well, Grandy used to have a nigger here. It's just that
they're African African American, sir. There's no reason to go with that those racial epithets. I am Ethiopian.
If this is gonna be a censored call, I don't know. I might as well quit. Here.
Well, I'm not. I'm just saying. I spoke to you politely. There's no reason to be impolite with me.
I know. I mean, you were talking about moving Grandma, and I was sort of saying there might not be an.
It's not like I started calling you a cracker or a honky.
Where I live at.
Yeah.
But the problem of it is that usually when the nigger goes by, everybody keep an eye out, make sure it doesn't steal nothing here, and
right.
It's kind of funny because I don't have.
That's why I don't deal with cracker bankers because you know they steal your whole pension fund, and those are the crackers that do that. So
well, I was choosing to do that.
No. They were lily white Aryan looking honkies.
There's no shortage.
Look here, you lily white bastard. Look, it's the lily white honkies. Honkers.
I don't think there's a single freaking pension fund.
What is your Christian identity?
We have pension funds, and we are, you know, the Jews and niggers. You know what I mean?
Well, no, right? I don't know what you mean because the guy that stole all that pension money. He wasn't Jewish. He was a lily white cracker.
Oh, you mean Madoff?
Anyways, I'm going to go find me some more white women, make some more mixed children, and we're going to just drown out the white race.
Okay, we'll see you later, Mike. Bye.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jesus Christ. The nerve. Oh, man. Oh, I'm tired. I was getting tired. I was like, what? Woo-wee. Wow, so they really do exist. Oh, man. Ooh, woo, wee. Wild night is falling. Oh, man. Okay, well, I think I'm done for the night because I'm, like, really tired. If you guys want to could talk to me, Crotch Out Radio on Skype. Also, please go to my site, rantinglouisb.blogspot.com. Click the Amazon.com link and freaking order. Order whatever the fuck you want. It helps me out. Or go check out my store. Click the store button. Or click the donate button. Help me. Help me improve the show. Get some stuff. Freaking fight, you know. I need some more money for the InfoWar. My kids are walking around in old shoes. And they got holes in their underwear. Oh, damn. I can't do an Alex Jones. So, feel free, you know, check it out. Anyways, this has been the Crotch Out Radio Show. And as always, from my house to your house. The Jewish. Nah, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.